Hello, it's Christine. I'm with Angela Day, who we've met before. She's an old friend of the Talking Newspaper. And I'm delighted that she's going to try and sort me out with various cycling activities that have been going on in Yorkshire this summer. I got totally muddled. We've got two, haven't we? Two main ones this summer.
We have. It's been quite a big year for cycling in Yorkshire in 2019, because we had on the weekend of May Day the annual Tour de Yorkshire 4-day stage race, and then we had in the last week in September the World Championships, the Cycling World Championships, which came to Yorkshire. I think it's the first time. I know they've been in Britain before, but that was in 1982. So it was a real coup to get that, the World Champs in Yorkshire.
World Champions.
The World Championships.
Yeah, amazing. But yep. They don't go back to the same...
No, they don't. It's an annual event, obviously. Happens every year at the end of September, but it takes place in different parts of the world every year. And it was quite a coup for Yorkshire to get that week of racing this
year. Now, I seem to remember in September this year, I saw a lot of photographs in the papers of bunches of cyclists on top of one another in water.
Yes.
Are we going to talk about that later?
Yeah, I think we'll talk about that later. But unfortunately, the Yorkshire weather wasn't the kindest that week.
Oh, dear. The first chance Yorkshire gets to shine.
Yeah, and we have that.
So the Tour of Yorkshire.
Yes.
This is the earlier one, in the earlier part of the summer.
Yeah.
May, you said. It's
the beginning of May. The weekend of the May Day bank holiday, and it is at this year was the first edition of it was in 2015, so this was the fifth edition of it.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so it's in next year will be its sixth successive year, and it has proven to be a fantastic success. Came off the back, part of the legacy of the Tour de France Grand Départ in 2014. And it has proven to be a massive success, really, as a race.
That's excellent. Does this link in with the Tour de France?
Yes. It's organised by the ASO, who are the same organisers. They're the company who organise quite a few of the large continental races, like the Tour de France and the Vuelta España. So it is the fact that they're organising the Tour de Yorkshire 4-day stage race, takes place over four consecutive days, is a big thing. You know, they've targeted Yorkshire as a place where they felt that it could be a very successful race, and it has been, and it attracts world-class cyclists, world-class teams. Every year, it's been proven to be really successful.
Well, you can't really drive out in Yorkshire without seeing yellow push bikes everywhere.
No, you can't. And I think that's one of the biggest things that came from the Tour de France, which impressed the organisation, is the spectators. They are renowned to be out there, respectful of the riders, not rushing alongside them, not pushing them. The bunting goes up in all of the towns. It's just an absolutely fantastic atmosphere. Really great atmosphere.
I think Craig Vale is still in the Guinness Book of Records.
Absolutely, for the world record for the longest bunting, yes. I know, that was amazing, wasn't it?
It was.
And there's a prize given during the Tour de Yorkshire to the town which puts on the most spectacular display.
So let's find out which towns they are. This is the Tour de Yorkshire, May one.
Yes. Well, each at the beginning, well, I'm not exactly sure how the process works, but I do know that the towns bid, like they do in the Tour de France, to hold a start or a finish of the Tour de Yorkshire. Halifax would set off in the Peace Hall. Certainly last year and this year there was a stage that started in the Peace Hall. Obviously, you know, the Peace Hall's all been the renovations, that spectacular spectacular. It's like the, you know, the Piazza del Nord.
Absolutely.
It's amazing. Yeah, yes, yeah. And it's all televised. So people see all over the world the beautiful, beautiful countryside, the beautiful scenery that this county has to offer.
But they go quite north, don't they, in Yorkshire?
They do. It's held the first 3 days. The stages tend to be held all over the county. So, you know, East Yorkshire, South Yorkshire, West Yorkshire will feature at some point. But the last stage is always the same, and it's the root of what they call the Yorkshire Terrier.
The Yorkshire Terrier?
The Yorkshire Terrier. Okay. Bites your legs.
Okay, right.
Because it takes them over some of the hardest climbs in Yorkshire. So the famous one is the Park Rash climb from Kettlewell, which is just 25% at the bottom gradient. It's phenomenal.
But you just go, presumably you're going north, are you? And that,
they did.
Going over into the...
They go up...
Wensleydale Valley.
Yes, up to Kettlewell, up Park Rash, down Coverdale. And that one finished in Leeds this year, that race. But it's known as the Yorkshire Terrier because it bites your legs.
And this is four stages.
Four stages. Yeah. It's over 4 days. Obviously long, hard. They're professional cyclists. What else would they expect? But it's the Pennines and it's brutal.
Right. And did you say that there was a spin-off for ladies?
Yes. The unique thing about the Tour de Yorkshire is that for the first time it offered a sensible prize money for the women. So it's sponsored by Asda, that one. And the prize money, I might be wrong, but I'm pretty sure it was on an equal footing to the men's, which is the first time that's happened in cycling. And also it's offered us a multiple stage race for the women. They race on the same roads as the men, and it's televised.
Televised.
So for women's cycling, it has been a massive, massive boost. Fantastic boost, yeah.
So that's Tour de Yorkshire.
Tour de Yorkshire, yeah.
Now we're going to come to Gary Verity and Christian Prudhomme.
Yes, Christian Prudhomme is I'm not sure of his exact title, but he's basically the head of ASO, the ASO, who organise the Tour de France, etc., and are organisers of the Tour de Yorkshire. And he built up quite a relationship with Gary Verity when he was chief exec of Welcome to Yorkshire. I know there's been an awful stink about Welcome to Yorkshire and Gary Verity and the expenses and all of that. But basically, they brought the Tour de France Grand Départ in 2014 to Yorkshire. And the Tour de Yorkshire came as a kind of legacy race from that. And I think it's testament to the race itself that it has survived the kind of scandal that's been associated with Welcome to Yorkshire and Gary Verity and everything. And it's kind of taken on a life of its own now. And it's really the people of Yorkshire, I think, who've done that, because they get out and they support that race. The spectators are phenomenal. It's always a fantastic atmosphere. And I think one of my memories of that is when I watched it go up the Shibden Wall Halifax.
The Shibden Wall?
The Shibden Wall is, you probably know it, Chris, it's the climb out of the Shibden Valley. That goes up to Ploughcroft, where the ski slope is, the dry ski slopes at the top of it. It's a cobbled climb, and it featured once a long, long time ago in what used to be the milk race. And the cyclists don't like it, obviously. I mean, I don't know how they cycle up it at the speed they do, because it's cobbles, it's steep, it's got a horrible hairpin bend in it, slippery. Yeah. And I think it was in 2017 we went to watch it go up the Shibden Wall, and it was, again, fantastic. Oh, the lines of crowds, and, you know, the Yorkshire sense of humour comes out massively here, because we were stood there, and a group of people turned up, pints in hand, obviously, all dressed as Mexicans.
Hang on, we're in Shibden.
In Shibden, and they turned up in fancy dress, dressed as Mexicans.
Okay.
After a few minutes, it turns out my husband did know them from years back, his basketball playing days in Halifax. But we're trying to think, what the hell are they doing dressed as Mexicans?
Shibden Wall.
Mexicans on the Shibden Wall. Turns out it all became clear when one of them turned up with a Donald Trump mask on. And of course it was all to do with the Donald Trump's, you know, the irreverent Yorkshire humour, take the mickey out of it all. Donald Trump, build the wall, keep the Mexicans out. Suddenly, in the midst of it, Gary Veritier, who was still chief exec of Welcome to Yorkshire, turns up with Christian Prudhomme, who are doing a tour of the route. They're surrounded by the Mexicans. They loved it. Christian Prudhomme absolutely loved it. I've got a photograph. The smile on his face, the pats, he had a pint. And I think that's just what's happened. You know, these organisers have fallen in love with the county and with the people. And that's why that race will survive and carry on.
It sounds as though Yorkshire's fallen in love with the cyclists as well.
I think they have. And a lot of the cyclists always say, you know, they will. We've had the big names. The big names come. Chris Froome raced it this year. Mark Cavendish. They've all been in Yorkshire racing the Tour de Yorkshire. Big teams there. The current Olympic champion won it, I think it was last year. He was in the battle, but it was a Brit who won it this year. So it's fantastic. Yeah, fantastic atmosphere. Brilliant.
Right, so we'll see that next year.
We will see it, and I would encourage, if you fancy a good day out by the roadside, get yourself out there.
Well, if it starts in Halifax again, it'll be easy to do.
It will. Well, it's been up the from Hebden Bridge a few times up to
Cragvale.
Not up to Cragvale. It's been up to Peckettwell.
Peckettwell over Cockhill.
Over Cockhill. Yeah. Yeah. We watched it this year in Howth again. Fantastic atmosphere. People out. It was cold as well.
Yes. Yeah.
But you know, that's part of it. The weather in Yorkshire. Yeah. It's not always kind, is it?
Now, funny you should say that. Let's get back to what I mentioned with the photographs that I saw.
Yeah.
Because in September this year, there was
the World Championships,
And
the weather definitely wasn't kind that week, no. The men's time trial, they were, you know, turned into a bit of a triathlon in that some of the men actually came off the bikes and went for a swim in very, very deep puddles. Oh. It was quite bad. But, you know, that's part of it, isn't it?
It could happen. That could happen in France.
It has happened in Florence when the World Champs were in Florence. It was horrendous, the weather. And we saw it in the Tour de France this year with a stage that in the Alps. You know, they had landslides, hail, everything. And, in fact, the part of the men's route this year, which was supposed to go up over Buttertubs and round Swaledale, it couldn't go because of the extreme weather.
Yes.
But that's just part of it, isn't it?
And the World Champs, that's a four stage, is it?
No, the World Championships consists of a week of racing, and it covers all disciplines on the road. So there's the under 23s, the junior men's, the junior women's, under 23s, time trial and road racing. And it all took place over a week. Based around Harrogate, every race finished on a circuit in Harrogate. And we were actually going to go up for the weekend to stay in Kettlewell, but we couldn't because some friends of ours were staying on the campsite there, but the campsite was flooded. So we ended up getting, me and my friend ended up getting the train to Harrogate to watch the finish on the Sunday. And it was a fantastic atmosphere. Absolutely brilliant.
But brollies all round.
Well, we did go dressed for the weather, but as it turned out, we didn't need to because we ended up spending most of the day in the pub.
I like it.
We went on the train. The train was packed, full of visitors from overseas, Norwegians, Danes, the Dutch, French. I talked to a guy and from France, Italians, people from Slovenia, obviously Peter Sagan fans, Americans, Australians, Oh, it was fantastic. Absolutely brilliant atmosphere. And we ended up in one pub surrounded by Norwegians dressed as Vikings.
Oh, right.
And then we ended up in another pub chatting with the Lord and Lady Mayoress of Harrogate.
Excellent.
And a chap who had turned out to be the British national champion in 1992 and 94. And yeah, it was fantastic. Yeah, great atmosphere. Had a few too many pints.
Oh,
came home on the train, Kayleigh. Did manage to see the end of the race.
Oh, right, okay. How did you manage that?
Well, we watched it on the big screen in the pub, and it finished, I don't know if you know Harrogate, but it finished just up, Parliament Square, I think it's called, came up there, and we were 150 metres from the finish line, and this cycling chap who the British turned out to be the British national champion who we'd been chatting to, we asked him, he was spot on with the timings. He said, you go out now, you'll see the finish. So we rushed out of the pub. The finish line had, we got a lovely space on the finish line and managed to watch the sprint for the finish. After all that time and all that racing, it ended up in a sprint finish in the last 50 metres between Matteo Trentin, the Italian, who was the favourite, and a young man called Mads Pettersson, who's, I think, 22, 23, who won. So it was very exciting.
So Mads Pettersson is the
world champion, yeah.
And he's...
Yeah. He's Danish.
Which you don't usually associate with.
I think he's actually the first Danish male. There has been a woman, I can't remember her name off the top of my head, but he's the first male Dane to have become world champion. Part of it, I think, is because a lot of the riders had to drop out because it was such extreme, the weather. It was freezing. 197 starters. I think there were only 46 finishers. But, you know, it's the survival of the fittest. The fittest wins, doesn't he? And
absolutely.
He did.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And the fittest who can get out of the pub in the fastest time.
Fastest can see the end.
Oh, Angela, thanks so much. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
That's explained a lot to me. I didn't know anything at all about this. So, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye from Christine.
Bye.
Bye-bye.